way to make themselves happier. Liz had the great idea of exploring whether, if we encouraged people to spend money in different ways, we could uncover the domains in which money might lead to happiness. We conducted a number of studies in which we showed that money can buy happiness when people spend that money pro-socially on others, for example, giving gifts to friends, donating to charities, etc., rather than on themselves, say, buying flat-screen televisions.
3.10 Part 1
One of the most puzzling paradoxes in social science is that although people spend so much of their time trying to make more money, having more money doesn't seem to make them that much happier. My colleagues Liz Dunn and Lara Acknon, both at the University of British Columbia, and I, wondered if the issue was not that money couldn't buy happiness, but that people simply weren't spending it in the right way.